God gave me you for the days of doubt.
CQM, Park Fall.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's son Hunter will be sentenced just before Election Day. Hunter Biden convicted yesterday of lying about his drug use on the form to buy a gun in 2018. The Federal Reserve will announce today what it plans to do with interest rates. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says the Fed's expected to keep them where they are for now.
Interest rates are currently 5.25% to 5.5%, and there are likely no cuts coming today. So what does this mean for your money? Let's talk credit cards. The average APR is near a record high, about 21% right now. With rates unlikely to come down today, that means they are likely to stay high, those APRs.
The government also out with Consumer Price Index, a snapshot on inflation this morning. It is unchanged from last month. In Atlanta Tuesday, a man hijacked a bus and forced the driver to lead police on a chase. Eventually, it was stopped, but one person on board was killed. Elsewhere in Atlanta, but unrelated, workers at a food court were forced to run for cover after a shooting. Three people were hurt, but no one killed. This is ABC News. A new plea for clemency from New Hampshire teacher Pamela Smart, convicted of persuading a teenager to shoot and kill her husband 34 years ago.
Smart denied knowledge of the murder plot, but a jury didn't buy it. She was convicted and sentenced to life without parole. But now, in a new video, Smart admits that she previously deflected blame for Gregory's murder, and she's now asking New Hampshire's governor to reduce her sentence.
I had to acknowledge for the first time for in my own, you know, mind and my own heart how responsible I was.
Greg Smart's family says they're not convinced by the new video. They want her to remain in prison, saying she hasn't paid the price.
That's ABC's Andrew Timbert. New help for Ukraine. The U.S. now agreeing to send in a second Patriot air defense missile system as Russia steps up attacks. And Spotify is hoping audiophiles will pay extra. It's reportedly considering a plan to charge about $5 a month more for higher quality music streams. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now.
Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is gearing up for what should be another expensive state Supreme Court race. Campaigns and outside groups spent $45 million last year, the costliest state Supreme Court race in American history. Conservative Brad Schimmel and liberal Susan Crawford are running next year. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of the group Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Miracle League has returned to the Chippewa Valley for its eighth season. According to a WEIU report, the league offers area kids and teens with disabilities the opportunity to play baseball in a non-competitive league with assistance and a safe, accessible field. Program officials say this year the league will feature over 180 players, a big step up from the nearly 70 players it started with in 2017. The season lasts for 8 weeks through the summer, and the program is always looking for extra volunteers. A new animal attraction that brings wildlife right to your car door will officially open this week. According to a WQOW report, Safari Country in Baldwin will feature over 100 animals across 30 different species on their 10 acres of land. Residents will be able to see many animals right from their car in open fields, and there will also be a courtyard with smaller animals for pedestrians. Safari Country officially opens at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, and tickets go for $13 for adults and $8 for kids under 12 years old. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. Hopefully it's not long-term anyway.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his Major League debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Carlos Rodriguez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Thursday, the 13th of June. They're going to be serving up a chef's salad tomorrow with tomatoes and cucumber and ham and cheese on that, boiled egg and breadstick also. Your locations in Park Falls, Phillips, Ogama, Cannon, and Brantwood. All your meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Call them to reserve your meal at 715-339-2158. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. Right now, all stock outlets with USB ports are on sale. Ditch the need for bulky USB adapters. Upgrade your home with features like ultra-fast charging, allowing you to charge your smart devices up to 40% faster than standard USB outlets. Also, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and check out all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and breezy otherwise. Winds will gust up to 25 out of the southwest. Highs today in the low 80s. Showers and storms tonight, a low around 60. For Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 76.
It's 51 at our studios.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fields to provide top-end performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and enduro scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The latest edition of Wisconsin Outdoor News contained a story by Richard P. Smith sharing an interesting tale about a black bear from Wisconsin that traveled nearly 200 miles before a hunter took it in northern Michigan last fall. I'll share more details when we return, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Jerry Masiak was surprised on October 11th, 2023, when he discovered the black bear he took with a bow and arrow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan's Marquette County was from Wisconsin. A small circular tag on the back of the bear's ear contained wording that included a phone number for the Wisconsin DNR. When Masiak called the number, he found out that the male bear had been tagged as a yearling in January of 2021 in the northwest corner of Marathon County, not far from Wausau. The 190-pound Bruin had traveled 180 miles from where it was tagged. This example is not the first bear that was born in Wisconsin and taken in the Upper Peninsula. UP bears sometimes end up in Wisconsin, too. Research has shown that some northern Michigan bears actually travel back and forth from Canada. Black bears are excellent swimmers, so moving from an island to the mainland and back is not a problem. So the next black bear you see in northern Wisconsin could be from Michigan or even further away. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Soon come a day, gonna be a big star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. What's a man you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's a man?
Of Reality Radio begins, and we've got a busy morning for you. We're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on in the city of Park Falls, our monthly visit. Ron's going to be in from Nemeth Implement. It's their What Is It Wednesday on their Facebook page. Check that out at Nemeth Implement, N-I-E-M-U-T-H. And the Kennan Georgetown Fire Department has a big poll coming up in a couple of weeks. They're going to be in a 9 o'clock hour to talk about that. So stay tuned for that. Another keyword in the 9 o'clock hour, if you missed the 7 o'clock one, in our Scotty's Summer Text to Win giveaway. Well, we talked a couple weeks ago. We were kind of talking a little bit about the big scouting event coming up, which is coming up here in a couple of weeks. Your chance for your kids to get involved in all kinds of stuff related to scouting, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my! And we've got Callie in with us to talk a little bit about that. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it, and kind of supporting the all different ages, right? Of scouting, right?
All different ages of scouting. Scouting usually starts about 5 years old, so they can come in and join then.
Okay.
You can join at any time, honestly, and the kids really are enjoying it this year.
Yeah, scouting has changed a little bit because we got boys, we got girls, all kinds of stuff, yeah. Right? All kinds of activities for them. And you've been involved with scouting for how long, Callie?
Just this year.
Just this year?
Yep, I'm new to it.
All right.
My sister has done scouting over the years with my nephew, and
yeah,
always enjoy it.
Yeah, so talk about the event on the 22nd, and parents can bring their kids down for more information and stuff. So tell us what's going to happen that day.
All right, June 22nd, starting at 11 a.m., we're going to meet up at Heinz Park by the Scout House, and it's going to be the first annual Lions, Tigers, and Bears Oh My Nature Walkathon. We will do a walk through town, down through the riverside. We're going to go meet up at the Legion Post 182 for some refreshments,
all
and
right.
then we're going to go back to the Scout House with some ice cream to be had.
Oh, ice cream. All right.
We are doing wear your best nature costume, and whoever wears their best nature costume wins a prize. We are very excited to do this because this fundraiser helps us do our super trip for the year. Okay. So the kids are very excited.
All right. And what's the super trip for the year this year?
Super trip for this year is Scout Night on August 13th down at the Brewers game. So they get to wear their uniform, they get to walk the field, and they will receive a special patch for participating in Scout Night at the Brewers game.
Nice, nice. Big event.
Yes,
big
they're event. Very excited. I think us parents are excited a little bit much, but it's a very cool thing. They haven't got to do a big trip in a couple years.
Yeah. And, I mean, scouting has evolved, like we said, over the years. It kind of started out as, I think, for what I remember when I was a kid, that was a long time ago. I remember it as kind of being in the woods, you know, scouting in the woods. You go camping a lot, which is still kind of a part of it, but it's evolved into a lot of different areas now, right?
We do primarily stick with our nature.
Yeah,
The younger kids start off a little different. We have to work them into that part. But they learn a lot more as they go. We do take them on nature events every third Sunday. We have our hiking club. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing that and picking different places to go hiking. Miss Kay, who is the Cub Master, has Sundays set up for fun in the park. So Sundays, if you're available, come down to Heinz Park. There's always something for the kids to do. We are trying to do everything to bring the community together.
Yeah, all right. So if people want any more information, maybe they can't make it the 22nd, maybe that doesn't work for them, and they're interested in Scouts, so who should they get a hold of, Kelly?
They can contact Kay Homerick. She is online. I don't have her direct number right now, but you can get a hold of Kaylin, or you can get a hold of Tanya Soviak. Those are two good contacts.
All right, and a Facebook page for the Scouts, too? Or
PAC551.
PAC551. You can check them out on Facebook, too. All right, so that event, again, is a 22nd, kind of a way to introduce maybe some new people, new faces to Scouts, and bring your kids in to kind of get introduced to it if they want to. Mm-hmm. All right. We're also going to give a quick plug this morning, too, to Olivia, Olivia Negri, who is off to her big pageant this weekend, right?
Yep. Olivia will be competing in the Miss Wisconsin Teen USA pageant down in Verona, Wisconsin this weekend.
A lot of hard work leading up to this, right?
Oh, it's been a year of hard work. She's in it to win it, and she's excited to run this year and represent the Northwoods, represent Price County, and she's really, really excited, and we're all excited for her.
Yeah, so is that a two, 3 day event, or how many days is she there?
We go down early Friday. She has stuff to do all day Friday for the pageant, and then Saturday is preliminary and finals this year. They changed it. It used to be a 3 day event, and this year they changed it to a 2 day. So she has a very, very busy day. On Saturday is the actual finals, and we'll see who wins.
All right, and the official title she's going for is Miss Teen Wisconsin. Do I have that right?
Miss Teen Wisconsin.
Miss Teen Wisconsin. All right, very good. And she participated in this also previously, right?
Yeah, this will be her third year.
Her third year. All right. Well, we wish her the best. Very exciting time, and we're all rooting for her down there. So all you can do is do your best and accept the outcome, right?
Yeah. We're positive either way.
Yeah, very good. All right, Kelly, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in, Talk Little Scouts, and Olivia. We've talked with her before on the air, headed off. We got 824 birthdays, anniversaries. If you got one, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll get to those next.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Birthdays and anniversaries. Let's see, I got a local one here. Someone called in earlier. Oh, Jake over at Jay's Automotive. Jake Dahlgren is celebrating today. So be sure to wish Jake a happy birthday. Lisa and Caden and Lily and the family are sending good wishes to Jake today for celebrating here on this. What is the 12th today, right? Oh, I got my stack of the 11th. I don't think I did celebrity birthdays. That must have blown up yesterday. All right, so the 12th of June, we've got Chris Young, the country artist, is celebrating a 39th birthday today. We've got Dave Franco. James Franco's younger brother is a rising movie star, and he is 38. Jason Mewes, the actor from Zack and Miri Makes a Porno, Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back, 50 today for Jason Mewes. Scott Thompson, the TV actor, comedian from the Larry Sanders Show and others, is 65 today. We've got Timothy Busfield, the actor from TV's Studio 60, Sunset Strip, and he's been on a lot of different shows, including 30-something, which for some reason I watched, 67 for Timothy Busfield. Who else here? Rocky Burnett, the son of rockabilly legend Johnny Burnett. And he is 71. He hit the top 10 back in 1980 with a song called Tired of Toeing the Line. 71 for Rocky Burnett today. Junior Brown is celebrating a 72nd birthday today. Indiana-born guitarist and singer, played a special double-necked instrument called the git steel. So Junior Brown is 72 today. Marv Albert, yes, the infamous call of Marv Albert, 81 today. I don't think he's still doing stuff, but he may be doing something. I'm sure probably a podcast or something. He's 81 today as Marv Albert. We've got Chips Mormon, a top Memphis and later Nashville producer, songwriter, and guitarist, and studio. Thanks, Austin. And guitar owner. He brought Elvis Presley back to his hometown for the 1969 session that resulted in the song In the Ghetto. Yeah, Chips Morgan, born on this day, 1937, passed in 2016. Jim Nabors, Gomer Pyle, USMC. You watch that show as a kid every afternoon. When I would get home from school as a youngster, I think it was on at like 3 o'clock. Gomer Pyle, USMC. And that character of Jim Nabors, I think, probably can't be any further off from his true personality. Great singer, kind of like an opera-type singer. If you go on YouTube and put in Jim Nabors music, you'll see what I mean. And he's born on this day in 1930, and he passed away back in 2017. He was on the Andy Griffith Show, of course. He played Gomer. He played Gomer, and that led to Gomer Pyle USMC. Anne Frank, while hiding out from the Nazis in Amsterdam, the Jewish-German teenager kept a diary, and she was captured in 1944. She died the following year in a concentration camp, but her writings and her diary survived and was published in English as The Diary of a Young Girl. Anne Frank, born on this day, 1929, passed in 1945. George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st president of the United States. He was in there in the 90 to 94 range, one-time director of the CIA. Was the father, of course, of George W. Bush, but George H.W. Bush, born on this day, 1924, passed in 2018. Samuel Z. Arkoff, the producer, made a fortune in the 50s and 60s with low-budget movies aimed primarily at teenagers. like this, like the movie Teenage Werewolf, The Wild Angels, The Pit, and The Pendulum, Beach Party. He's responsible for all those cruddy movies. He made some money off it. He was born on this day in 1918. Samuel Z. Urkoff passed away back in 2001.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's son, Hunter, will be sentenced just before Election Day. Hunter Biden convicted yesterday of lying about his drug use on the form to buy a gun in 2018. The Federal Reserve will announce today what it plans to do with interest rates. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says the Fed's expected to keep them where they are for now.
Interest rates are currently 5.25% to 5.5%, and there are likely no cuts coming today. So what does this mean for your money? Let's talk credit cards. The average APR is near a record high, about 21% right now. With rates unlikely to come down today, that means they are likely to stay high, those APRs.
The government also out with Consumer Price Index, a snapshot on inflation this morning. It is unchanged from last month. In Atlanta Tuesday, a man hijacked a bus and forced the driver to lead police on a chase. Eventually, it was stopped, but one person on board was killed. Elsewhere in Atlanta, but unrelated, workers at a food court were forced to run for cover after a shooting. Three people were hurt, but no one killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tourists spent a record amount of money in Wisconsin last year, $25 billion according to Travel Wisconsin. About 46 million people from out of state spent the night in Wisconsin last year. Overnight visitors spend about three times as much money as other tourists. Who wins the race for president could come down to a few independent voters in Wisconsin. UW political scientist Barry Burden.
They skew especially young. So it's young people who are least likely to have attachments to either of the parties, who are not fond of either of the candidates, and who have not bought into the traditional ways of doing politics.
And Susan Webb-Yockey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters complain they can't afford the American dream. The two spoke at a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Flambeau River YMCA will take its most visible step toward reality so far with an upcoming groundbreaking event. Groundbreaking will take place on Wednesday, June 19th at 10 a.m. at the future site of the Y, which is the former Park Falls City Hall building. Planned features of the coming Flambeau River YMCA include a child care center, a gymnasium, a wellness center, and space for seniors and families. Projected completion is summer of 2025. After the ceremonial groundbreaking, attendees are invited to stay for picnic lunch and vision tours. The tours will provide a glimpse of the finished product of the future Flambeau River YMCA. The Chippewa Falls YMCA will be hosting free fitness classes in Riverfront Park this summer in an effort to get residents out and moving during the warm weather months. The program offers a variety of activities like Zumba and weight exercises every day of the week. Officials say it's a great way to not only get area residents some exercise, but to give them a chance to connect with other members of their community. A full schedule for the program is available on the YMCA website. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers debut another rookie pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Toronto Blue Jays playing this afternoon at AmFam Field. We'll have a recap after the game. Last night, the crew losing 3-0. Because of all the injuries, another Brewers rookie making his major league debut, Carlos Rodriguez, age 22, gave up a couple of runs. He lasted until the fourth inning. How'd he look? Manager Pat Murphy.
He was great. You know, I'm really pleased. I thought he threw the ball well. I thought he showed tremendous poise. Yeah, I was very pleased with what I saw. 22-year-old kid come out there and do what he did. Gets a really good lineup. I thought he handled himself very, very well. Didn't seem like a rookie at all. Didn't seem like, you know, first-timer. I was encouraged.
NFL, the Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says they hope to have a new contract for Jordan Love done by next month. I asked Love if that's true.
Yeah, I think they should. I mean, just what he said.
And that's that?
That's that. Keep it short, yeah. There it is.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30. And the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Febreze. Fabric Talk.
Hey, it's me, your couch. Today's my favorite day of the week, Febreze Fabric Spray Day. The occasional deep cleans are nice, but in between, you know I'm needing a refresh. Ooh, here she comes with the Febreze Fabric Spray. Oh, yeah. Spritz them armrests. Don't be shy. Nothing like a good spray down to get me smelling so fresh and clean. Don't forget my back. Nice. Febreze Fabric Spray. It's just that easy. Now we can both breathe. Happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's 8:35. We will talk a little bit about some of the stuff going on here in the city in just a little bit. But we're going to talk a little bit about a new office that's coming here to Park Falls. And Steve Gustafson is nice enough to come in and kind of get us informed on that. Steve, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel.
How are we doing today? Beautiful day.
Doing great.
Summertime in the Northwoods is what we wait for, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we want to let people know that there's an office available with the Democratic Party that's going to be open here in Park Falls. So give us the details on that, Steve, if you could.
Well, due to a generous donation of Dave Data, we will be having an office right next to the Chamber office at 160 4th Avenue North.
Okay.
Which is, of course, Highway 13.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right across from the library.
Okay.
Which we'll have till the election in November. And next Tuesday, we're going to have a grand opening from 2 p.m. till 5:30. And we're hoping to have some of the local candidates come in for kind of a meet and greet slash fundraiser sort of event.
Okay.
And the public is welcome to stop in and say hello.
All right. So the office will be available as we get through the year, and we'll have probably some office hours and such you're anticipating. Is that right?
Yeah, we haven't established office hours yet. We assume it probably won't be open every day or anything, but hopefully several times a week, maybe a couple times a week, hopefully on the weekend, Saturday, and maybe some other time during the week. We're trying to establish hours when people can see us.
Sure, and come in and for whatever it may be, for information, for signs or whatever it may be, just kind of a central place, right?
Yeah, we'll have yard signs. We'll have all sorts of different things for people if they, you know, live in an apartment or something. Maybe they just want a sign to put in their window or something like that. Mm-hmm. Bumper stickers, pins. Any sort of thing for candidates and for issues as well.
Sure. All right. So stay tuned for more information on maybe some hours that it'll be available as we get through the year here and closer to election time later on in the year. So Democratic Party will have an office, again, like I said, right next to the Chamber, right on Highway 13, right?
Correct.
All right. Very good. Anything else you want to pass along? Want to talk fantasy baseball at all?
Well, we do have fair maps now.
Okay.
So that's kind of a big deal. And although I'd like to talk about fantasy baseball, nobody else will have any idea what we're talking about. So, but fair maps are hoping to make things a little bit more reasonable. As recently as, I think, 2018, Democrats got 56% of the legislative votes, I believe, in assembly votes, and got 36% of the seats. So, obviously, that's not fair.
Right.
That's not democratic. And hopefully, the new maps will make things a little bit more representative. We're not really a red state. We're a purple state, and the results should show that.
All right. And that's been a big discussion, of course, since then, the redistricting, is that what they call it? And kind of,
right.
For people who aren't familiar with that, it's basically, you know, each section, each district, and making it fair, because if a high percentage win ones, there's so many tallies or votes that go. I mean, it's a political way of getting around the majority, is what it is, kind of. Right. So we're just looking to make it fair, and that's and there has been steps toward that, right? There has been a lot of steps toward.
Well, in March, the governor signed new maps. The legislature passed, and the governor signed new maps that actually, I think the governor's office developed.
Okay. All right. So look for more information as far as hours for that office here right next to the chamber in Park Falls of the Democratic Party. Some good information, Mr. Gustafson. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mr. Karnick.
You betcha. We're all misters today. It's 8:40 here on Reality Radio.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs like the XPS 16 powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and breezy otherwise. Winds will gust up to 25 out of the southwest. Highs today in the low 80s. Showers and storms tonight, a low around 60. For Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 76.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
You need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget. Think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel
and started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
All right, it's 8:42 on Reality Radio, and the reality is of Reality Radio, sometimes people come in and they maybe were put on the list and weren't, but we always love to have Lee Hanschke in here to talk about the big Masonic golf outing, which is coming up a week from Saturday already, Lee. How you doing?
Yep, good. 19th annual this year. Wowee.
Yeah, you guys just got done handing out some of your scholarships, didn't you?
We just did, yeah.
Yeah, up in Prentice, Phillips, and Schwamigan, right?
You bet.
Yeah.
All $3,000 each. And, of course, this is where we get our funding to do that.
Right. It's through this golf outing.
Masonic Scholarship Golf Outing, 19th annual this year. Medford Motors is our title sponsor. And this year we gave a scholarship to Grace Hulbert at Schwamigan, at Ileana Winter at Phillips, and Faith Helke in Prentice.
Ileana's she works with us here. She's an intern here.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you didn't even know that.
No, so. We didn't know that.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to know that.
You didn't know that, no. but now you knew. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. All right, so let's talk about the golf outing a week from Saturday. And again, all the funds raised go for those scholarships that you just mentioned there. And this is always a fun event with tons of prizes, and it's only a two-person one. So you only got to find one person to carry you in this event.
Right. And they've got cart reservations. We're having a good registration so far.
Okay.
So if you need a cart, call Westwood and get your name down for a cart.
Okay.
All right. We got prizes on all holes. On the hole number 5, it's a money hole. We have a $250 prize, cash prize, for a lady, and $250 for a man closest to the pin. And Andrea's got a good lunch planned. Pork chops. She says she's had people like her pork chops. So she's doing pork chops and some chicken and some beef salad and dress and a dessert. And
So you play nine holes and you get a little buffet lunch afterwards and then do all the prizes and stuff.
Yes.
Or the announcement of the winners and stuff like that. All right. So prizes on every hole throughout the course. And it's nice because you don't have to set the alarm for this, right? It's a 1 o'clock lineup, 1:30 shotgun.
1:30 shotgun.
Unless you stay up really late, then you might have to set the alarm. But and this does typically with a two-person scramble, we got room for probably what, 18 plus teams or somewhere in there? Is that right?
Yeah, probably we'll go over that.
Yeah. Be sure to sign up.
Yeah.
And they can call Westwood. Call Westwood to sign up for that.
Yep.
And for get the big a cart event.
Too.
Yep, especially if you need it. If you need a cart. So be sure to get a hold of Westwood. Again, it's just a two-person scramble, and there's two divisions, scratch and handicap, $100 per team, and that includes your buffet lunch. The green fees are extra beyond that. So basically, it's $50 a person plus the green fees. So
it's
very reasonable. And you guys always have all kinds of nice prizes donated by area businesses, too.
Yep.
Little perks, right?
Door prizes, yep. And prizes on every hole as you go along. And then, of course, we've got our prize on first place in scratch and handicap, second place prize, and cash prizes. And we'll have that payout right there.
All right.
At the end of the golf. So
and what makes it all happen is our local area businesses, our sponsors that help us raise the money to give the kids the scholarship money, right?
That's correct.
So let's salute them.
Like AC Carpet Plus, American Family Insurance, Connie Scott Agency, Anderson Body Shop, A&W Restaurant and Phillips, BC Auto and Prentice, Birch Island Resort, BW Paper Systems, Senex, Medford Co-op, Cleveland Trucking out of Triple I, Country Sausage, North Lakes Community Clinic here in Park Falls, Norvado, Burgers Bar and Grill, Custom Security Solutions, Dynamic Fan, Fiorio Wealth Advisors, Zor Flambeau Clowns, are the clowns from the Masonic Shriners here in Park Falls.
Yep.
Forward Bank, Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Glass to Go, Goebbels South Fork in Lugerville, Harper's Cabin Creations, Hanson HVAC, Harbor View, Highland Money Management, Heckman Auction and Sales, IAP Incorporated, Carnish Well Drilling has the water hazard, Johnson Hardware Hank.
So they'll be in the water hazard? Or they'll be lingering in the water hazard. Yeah. All right. Good for Carnish Well Drilling. All right. Thank you for doing that.
Ken's Carpet and Country Cafe and Medford Ford Motors, our title sponsor. Mixrite Agri-Surfaces in Kennan, Northwoods Dentistry, Park Falls Building and Hardware, Phillips Cafe, Phillips Dry Cleaning, Phillips Health and Fitness, Phillips Lanes, Phillips Plating, Phillips Veterinary Clinic of the Athens Veterinary Clinic, Pelagic Implement, Polish Palace, Precor Chiropractic, Prentice Hardware Store, Price Electric, Terran Spacics Car Wash, Rubin Sales and Service, Ron Ernst Lumber, Spear Law Office, Solana, Slaby Data Law Offices, Sport Plus Physical Therapy, State Farm Insurance, Diana Skowinski, Stems and Stuff of Prentice, Super One Foods, Tamarack Shack Antiques, Wherever Doula Services, Warga Auto and Truck Center, Willett Law Office, and Yesterday's Reflections.
Very good. Thanks to all of them. And again, prizes on every hole, the $500 cash prize on hole five, that's that short par three that leads right up to the clubhouse.
They're shortening
right?
that. Yeah, we shorten it up because we realize some of the golfers, we want the women to be able to hit that green.
Yeah.
So the tee will be shortened up.
All right. And then whoever is for men and women closest to the hole will get $250 for women, $250 for men.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. An incentive to get it. You don't have to put it in the hole, just closer than anybody else.
That's all it is. Yeah. You don't have to get a hole in one.
Yeah. So two-person scramble. Again, this is a very popular event. Been doing this for 19 years now. Yeah. So call Westwood to get your two-person team signed up at 715-339-3600. And if you need a golf cart, call early for that event because this is a very popular event and it will sell out. It has for years.
It looks like it this year. You
get to the point where you can only take so many golfers. So it's a two-person scramble. So great fundraiser. Again, a week from Saturday, the 22nd.
Yeah.
All right, Lee. Good information. Thank you for coming in. Lee Hanschke joining us with the Masons to talk about their big golf outing.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Carrie Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and breezy. Otherwise, winds will gust up to 25 out of the southwest. Highs today in the low 80s. Showers and storms tonight, a low around 60. For Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 76.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
A local birthday here. We've got George Denzine, who is Greg, I'm sorry. Or you're George now, I guess. But Greg, we'll call you Greg. Greg Denzine, happy birthday to you from my mom and the family. Hope you have a terrific birthday. We'll put you in for the cake drawing courtesy of Super One. We promise you we're going to talk about all kinds of things going on here in the city with the parks and recs and such, and maybe a little YMCA too. We've got Scott Schultz with us, who's double dipping and doing all kinds of good work for the community. Scott, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel.
Good to see you. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. And we've got Maya Oswald with us too, who is a lifeguard at the pool. Maya, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, let's talk a little pool here first of all, since we're going to warm up to about 80 today. Maya, how long have you been a lifeguard and working with the pool?
I've been a lifeguard for about 3 years now.
Okay, all right. And are you graduated or still in school?
Yes, I just graduated.
All right, just graduated. So we've got an opportunity for all ages to take advantage of the pool and the swim lessons, but we got the really young ones starting up here, right? With the minnows and the whales.
Correct.
That we got? All right, so tell us a little bit about that, Maya, if you could.
So our minnows and whales sessions begin next week, June 17th, and there's still a lot of time to sign up. Those are kids around the ages of 1 year to 4, and then when you hit 5, they usually move up to whales.
Okay.
So yeah, there's plenty of time to sign up still.
Yeah, even kids that young, obviously parents are with them. They're just kind of just getting used to the water, right? That young, that's got to be a lot of fun dealing with those really young kids.
Yes, it is. And there's multiple sessions throughout the summer as well.
Okay, all right. So if you missed the first one, there's several opportunities for that. And the older kids, we'll get those going too here. Or how old, typically how old do we go up to on the lessons, or how far do we go?
Well, it really depends, Joel. If you're somebody who is, you know, you want to join a group session, it really depends on your age, whether, and then the skill level. So,
yeah.
You know, as you age into the levels, you know, right around that 7-8 years old, you move into levels, which then it becomes really skill based.
Yeah.
But then we have individuals who want to take private lessons, which we're offering this year. So,
yeah. So say, what if I'm a 58-year-old guy and I can't swim very well?
You can absolutely sign up for swim for a private lesson, and for private lessons, you know, where it's primarily your adults and teens that are taking those.
Right, right.
And so the beautiful part about that one is if you have a job that's, you know, doesn't allow certain fluctuations in your schedule, you actually schedule it with your instructor. So at a time that works for both parties is when that gets scheduled. So there's not a specific time block dedicated to it. It's whenever's going to work best for you and your instructor.
Yeah, and the pool is going to be especially busy this summer, maybe busier than it's ever been. And I know you're so appreciative to have people like Maya, our lifeguards, because without them, we can't do it, right?
Absolutely. We have an incredible staff team this year. Maya and the team, they were there all of last week. I don't know if you've driven by the pool, but it is bright and it is beautiful out there. They added a ton of color to the exterior. It's very inviting, and they've made it a very welcoming place for all of our guests this summer.
Yeah. Maya, what do you enjoy most about being at the pool in the summertime? What are some of the things that really make it enjoyable for you?
I definitely enjoy the really hot days when there's a lot of people there swimming.
Yeah.
And I also enjoy lessons.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, people want to see all the different times throughout the summer that lessons are available. Where's a good place to find that, Scott?
The best place is Facebook. So we put all of our marketing materials on Facebook, but then we also have flyers and stuff at City Hall and at the pool itself. So if somebody wants to, you know, take the flyer home with them, think a little bit about it, what lesson's going to work best for them, or a certain direction they want to go, or maybe they just want the information readily available, they're welcome to take one home with them.
All right. And there's many ways to support the pool. One of them, obviously, is going there and doing that, but you know, we always encourage people, businesses, to support the pool throughout the summer because, you know, the pool has a lot of maintenance to it, and financially need to keep it going, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And there's other programs, too, not just swimming, going on all summer. I saw basketball. I saw everything in there.
We have a ton of programs coming up, and they just start next week as well. So anybody who's interested in signing up for youth sports, we have youth sports camps with the Y starting up next week for grades 4YK all the way through 8th grade. Registration technically ends today, but I'm going to go ahead and extend that till Friday, see if we can get some more opportunity for people to get involved into that program. Sports of all sorts starts next week, so you're doing flag football, soccer, basketball, and baseball each day of the week.
Nice,
and
nice.
Then we also have volleyball, basketball, flag football for our camps, and towards the back half of summer, we'll have our skills classes with soccer skills coming back as well.
Yeah, and likewise with the pool, you have a lot of people who have stepped up to help lead each one of those, right?
Absolutely. One of our youth sports coaches that we hired on with Park and Rec, Josh, he is, I just did the paperwork with him yesterday. He's coming on board with the YMCA, and he's our first youth sports coach that's been hired on, and he's thrilled and ready to go.
Fun. Very good stuff. So check out the Facebook page on that. And Scott also not only has the Parks and Rec, but also with the YMCA also. They go hand in hand very well. And everything cleared out of City Hall, and the process has begun on that, right?
The process has begun, and I can't be thankful enough to the City Hall and Mayor Turvert, especially working with them. They've been really great partners in this transition. And, you know, we worked really well to get City Hall cleared out. So next week on the 19th at 10 a.m. when we have our groundbreaking ceremony for the Y, the community, everybody is invited. Allie Plesner is bringing an 8-foot wide grill. We're going to be having brats and hot dogs and certain programs going on, and we're going to provide tours of the facility to all the community members so you can see kind of what the building was, and we'll walk through the history of the Y, or the history of the building, and what the Y will be looking like. And that'll be on the 19th, and then construction starts on the 24th, so we're 2 weeks away.
Yeah, and I saw a piece of history on that building that I didn't realize because I moved here in 2020. It actually originally was an elementary school, I understand, right?
It was. I want to say the 50s and 60s. It was an elementary school before it was converted over.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. A lot of history. A lot of history.
And it currently still, for the time being at least, if you go into the old council room, some of those old, the lunchroom tables are still propped up into the wall of that council room.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Still functional, I'm told.
So we're projecting that the phase one of this to be completed by summer of 25, is that right? Or?
Well, our goal is right now we have penciled in April 3rd to be completed with construction, and we're looking at early May to open up. So within the next 11 months or so, we'll be open and ready to go.
All right. And that's phase one, and we're hoping for more phases and to keep it growing, right?
Absolutely. Phase two would be the gymnasium.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's fantastic. Some great things happening. All right. Anything else that you wanted to mention with the Y or the Parks and Rec, Scott?
That's everything right we have going on right now. We're really excited. The pool is open. The pool is ready to go. I hope everybody comes down to join us. It's going to be a hot day. We have a lot of hot days coming up in the next week and a half. So the guards are looking forward to having a lot of guests down there. And I hope to see a lot of people at the Y celebration.